FCA's binding crypto standards land as it bids to be a global hub. The Financial Conduct Authority has published a set of standards that firms supporting people to buy, trade, and hold crypto will have to meet, framing the move as central to its plan to make the UK a global hub for the sector. The announcement came through the regulator's own press channel, so the source is the FCA itself, rather than secondhand coverage. The headline is less a single new rule than a shift in posture. For years, the UK's crypto regime leaned on marketing restrictions and blunt consumer warnings. The FCA is now setting out clear conduct expectations for the businesses that sit between retail customers and their coins. The exchanges, brokers, and custodians that most people actually touch. From warnings to a rulebook, the regulator's language points at the firms supporting people to buy, trade, and hold crypto. That phrasing matters. It covers the on-ramp, buying, the trading venue, and custody, holding, which is close to the full life cycle of a retail crypto user. Instead of treating crypto promotion as the main lever, the FCA is defining how the underlying services must be run. This slots into a timeline the UK has been building for more than a year. The FCA has already set out its broader crypto framework with a compliance runway stretching toward late 2027, and the Bank of England and FCA have separately carved up oversight of systemic stablecoin issuers. The standards published here are another block in that structure rather than a standalone surprise. Consumer protection is the through line. The consistent thread across the FCA's crypto work is retail harm. UK regulators have repeatedly flagged that a large share of crypto buyers do not fully grasp that their holdings sit outside deposit protection schemes. Binding conduct standards give the FCA something enforceable to point at when a firm mishandles customer assets or misrepresents risk, rather than relying on after-the-fact warnings. For anyone spending crypto in the United Kingdom, the practical read is that the firms holding and moving their balances face a defined bar. Custody duties in particular tend to shape how quickly customers can withdraw and how client assets are segregated, which is where past failures across the industry have hurt users most. Stablecoins and the spending layer payments are the quieter subplot. Much of everyday crypto spending, including stablecoin-funded cards, depends on issuers and custodians the FCA now expects to meet clear standards. A firm that helps a customer hold USDC or a similar token, then routes it to a card or bank rail, falls inside the hold and arguably the trade language the regulator used. That connects to the Bank of England and FCA joint approach on systemic stablecoin issuers, which set out where the two bodies split responsibility and floated an issuance cap for the largest sterling stablecoins. Taken together, the UK is trying to regulate both the asset stablecoins and the conduct of the firms that let people use them. The global hub framing, the FCA, is explicit that this is competitive positioning. Global hub is a direct answer to the European Union's MiCA regime, which is now enforcing licensing across the bloc, and to a US framework that senators, including Cynthia Lummis, have argued is falling behind. Britain's pitch is a single, credible rulebook that firms can plan around, without the fragmentation of chasing separate national licenses. Whether that pitch works depends on execution and cost. Clear standards reduce uncertainty, which large regulated firms usually welcome. They also raise the compliance floor, which can push smaller or offshore operators out of the UK market entirely, the same dynamic playing out in Europe as unlicensed firms exit ahead of MiCA deadlines. Market backdrop did little to lift the mood. As of July 2, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $60,321, up 2.2% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 19, or extreme fear. Regulatory clarity is a slow-burn tailwind, not a price catalyst, and traders were focused elsewhere.